Hello, and welcome to the second class in level two of this series, Liberating Humanity from the Cabal. So far in this course, we have begun a deeper journey into exploring who you really are, past what may be apparent to most people, and even past the notion that you are more than your body and mind, that you're a soul who's using a body here on planet Earth in 3D, and you're in the process of ascension. We've been looking at the fact that you are likely an old, old soul who has probably lived thousands and maybe even millions of years, and you've lived in other places in the universe long before you came to Earth, with a mission to assist this planet and humanity to make an immensely challenging shift into a much higher dimension of consciousness. So now in this class, we're going to take a look at who you are as part of the human collective and how humanity as a whole is also now in the process of collectively being freed at this point to evolve in very dramatic ways. We're going to explore the plight of humanity as a race that has suffered for thousands and thousands of years, and how, as part of this collective, you now have the opportunity to break free of the constraints, the limitations, and the oppressions of the third dimension on this larger level as well, not just on the personal level. This story of humanity's process of liberation is a pretty intense one, and somewhat dark in many respects. But it's also intriguing to watch the drama of liberation play out in this larger arena, because as a race, we have entered a very significant stage in our evolution. And as a light worker with a spiritual mission, it's essential that you wake up to this larger picture of what is occurring on the world stage, so you know what's going on below the surface of what appears to be happening there. It's important to delve more deeply into the information that's available to find truths that have been hidden from us for a long, long time. Truths how our spiritual evolution as a race has been purposely suppressed for thousands of years, and how we have undergone insidious control and manipulation and even enslavement without our knowledge. For us to make our ascension into the fifth dimension, we need to know these truths and shake off the shackles and be free to evolve naturally into a civilization offering freedom and abundance and harmony for all, because this is our natural birthright as souls in this universe. In essence, if we are going to be successful in creating and building the new Earth we want to build, we have to know the full truth about our existence on the old Earth that we've been living on. So in this class, I'm going to be introducing you to information that may seem strange if it's new to you, or as I say, quite dark at first. It may be mind-stretching or mind-blowing. In fact, if the information is new for you, it may really sound like science fiction at first or conspiracy theory. But with just a little research on your own, you can learn that it is apparently not theory at all. It's very real. And if you can stay open to it, you'll hopefully realize how important it is for you to be at least somewhat aware of this kind of information. Now, this information I'll be sharing is material that I've gleaned from multiple alternative news channels on the internet for a number of years, and also from a number of books by credible investigative journalists who meticulously list their sources, most of whom are very courageous whistleblowers from within governmental agencies, U.S. intelligence communities, the military, space programs, and large corporations who have worked closely within the U.S. government over the last few decades. and have now written and spoken about the profound corruption, lies, and control that's been occurring on the planet, actually for thousands of years, but most heavily in the past few decades. Now, I know it might be hard for you as a lightworker to want to become aware of all this darkness that exists in the world, because it can be seen as negative, and this is really understandable. However, as I've said, it's important to remember that if we are here to transmute the darkness into light and to create a new earth with viable alternative institutions and harmonious ways of interacting with one another, we need to see and understand the full scope and depth of what we're dealing with. As lightworkers, it's also important to be ready for when full disclosure of this dark information is finally revealed to the general public. This seems inevitable and probably will happen in the near future, if it's not already happening by the time you hear this. So knowing ahead of time before the general public is hit with it all can help you to assist other people in understanding and accepting the truths that are being revealed. You'll be past your own shock and overwhelm and be in a position to help others pass theirs. And although initially it may feel like dark information, you'll see that it is ultimately very liberating and uplifting to take in. You'll see that as chaotic and out of control that events in the world seem to be, we are actually shifting toward a very positive state of affairs on planet Earth. It's going to take some time for it all to play out, but we are moving in that direction. So, what exactly is this darkness that I'm referring to? Essentially, it involves the profound and far-reaching lies and secrets that have been kept from us by powerful sources, often known as the deep state. The people involved in the deep state activities are generally known collectively as the global elite, or the Illuminati, the 1%, and now more commonly known simply as the cabal. And these are not just one united group of people. There are a few major factions in many different countries worldwide of these people. But together, they have managed to keep control by running our geopolitical politics, by starting wars, and infiltrating our financial, pharmaceutical, scientific, religious, and social institutions behind the scenes all the way across the planet for many centuries. And very importantly, there is evidence that these people have had plans in place for a long while to control the rest of humanity and to keep us weak and poor and disempowered and to actually eliminate certain groups of people on the planet. And what's especially scary is that they evidently consider themselves naturally superior and that they have the right to do this to the rest of humanity. This information is known because there are courageous people who were originally part of the cabal, who grew up in those families and learned all this stuff, and have since begun speaking out about the atrocities committed by these families, which include, in some cases, practices in their Luciferian-based religion, such as human sacrifice. It's hugely disturbing when you first encounter this information. And the deeper you go down the rabbit hole, the more you realize you're stepping into a whole new, extremely complex world of reality that can upset you in ways that you never imagined. It's hard to take in how profoundly we've all been lied to for so long, how we've been mind-controlled and intentionally, physically and mentally harmed and inhibited. One of the main things you can realize is that the news we've been getting from mainstream media about what's going on in the world or apparently going on in the world in politics, as disturbing as it is, it's actually pretty superficial compared to this other information. It's basically just a show, a distraction, and often not even true, because much of it is brought about and dictated by the cabal. In fact, what you can discover with some research is that the main reason we don't hear anything about this deeper story on mainstream news is that 95% of the major news sources in the West are owned by just 6 major corporations, many of which have ex-CIA agents sitting on their boards telling them what can be released to the public and what cannot. And this is an easy fact to research. So it's not that everything reported by independent journalists or whistleblowers is all true. All of it has to be taken with a grain of salt. But what you can do is get a pretty good idea that what's really going on is on a level way deeper than even most heads of state are operating on. So if you're feeling ready to dive into this information, sit back and just take in what some of the manipulation and control have been. And very importantly, as you hear all this, do keep in mind the good news, which is that currently all the corruption and the lies and the secrets are now being revealed. And that there are people known as the white hats in all the government agencies and in the military who are working diligently at this point to clean out the corruption. Humanity's liberation from all the manipulation and control is actually gradually occurring. And as lightworkers, we can assist this process by staying positive and optimistic and by sending supportive, loving energy to all those involved in this work. So, how has the cabal managed to control and manipulate us? I'm going to be very brief here and just touch on a few highlights because it's really complicated. There's a lot of this. But I'll do my best here to just give you some idea. And some of this you may already know, but you may not have put all the pieces together to see the larger picture of control that exists. Now, I'm guessing that you're someone who has probably never believed that world governments or large corporations are free of corruption. Any intelligent, educated, aware person knows they aren't. Most of us generally accept the fact that humans are corruptible and certain people are susceptible to greed and desire for power. And we know that many politicians and those running large corporations operate on this level of greed and power and profit. But the information that's come out, especially in the last few years, about corruption, and as I say, about other truly unspeakable crimes that have been committed by public figures, government heads, intelligence agencies, politicians, celebrities, and heads of banking institutions, is absolutely mind-blowing. As I say, it can rock you to your core. It's so much deeper than the kind of corruption most of us are used to. I think a lot of us have mainly grown up believing that, you know, the really dark crimes are generally committed by low-level criminals and gang members and sociopaths involved in mafia-type stuff. And most murders are committed by these kinds of criminals, or occasionally by crazy psychopathic people or people crazed by passion. But we figured, no, that's just a minority. They're not people like us. And it's just human nature. Some people are like that. It's just a fact of life. And since we really have no clue how we could ever do anything really to change that fact, we just go on about our own lives, sometimes getting angry and despairing at times when we hear about certain crimes being committed, but we still continue to vote for whoever we think may do the best job to represent us. You know, we trust a lot of the people who are running for office, and we donate to our favorite charities and believe that at least we have control over what our own lives are about. Things really aren't so awful, at least within the U.S. and other first world countries. So any suggestion that maybe horrendous and unspeakable crimes are being committed by people all the way at the top of our government and financial and religious institutions, and by those much more hidden below the surface of what we can see, has got to be a conspiracy theory, right? And any claim that there is actually a conspiracy behind the scenes to purposely and systematically harm much of humanity is absolutely crazy theory. There's no real facts or evidence of this. But let's look at the facts we pretty well can verify, even without the help of the whistleblowers. First, it's easy to see that they have greatly controlled us through the financial structures they've set up across the world, making them, the cabal, the 1%, owners of 90% of wealth on the planet. This isn't new information. It probably just seems you can't do anything about it, so you just kind of forget about it. But it's important to keep it in mind as we explore everything else this tiny minority of people on the planet is in control of. And when we see so many people on the planet, even in first world countries, struggling to make a living and going hungry, it's especially important when you read evidence from a number of reliable sources who say that the cabal bankers actually purposely created the Great Depression and also the 2008 recession. And we all know who ended up getting pulled out financially of both these events that were catastrophic for so many other people. Some who have still not recovered from losing their homes and retirement savings in 2008. Something else you may not know is that since 1913, the U.S. currency has been owned and managed by a private corporation of international cabal bankers known as the Federal Reserve. This is a private corporation. It's not a U.S. government agency that many people believe it is. It's run by just a few banking families in the world. And it is this institution that prints the U.S. currency. It's not the U.S. Treasury, as many people think. And they continue to print money and do with it whatever they will without any oversight whatsoever. At least that's what's been happening so far. There are some rumblings that maybe they will be getting some oversight. We'll have to see about that. But that's the way it's been for a long, long time. And in the past few decades, they've been creating money out of thin air without any gold or asset backing behind it. And they've been charging the U.S. government for its use, and the government, in turn, charges the American public for its use. Another important fact to keep in mind is that the U.S. government is in enormous debt, and it increases year by year. In particular, a huge amount of money is missing from the Pentagon's budget, trillions of dollars. The corruption in this organization and in the Federal Reserve System, and also in the IRS as well, by the way, is beyond belief. And as I say, there's some rumblings about maybe giving some oversight to these organizations as well. We will see. But the main thing is to know that we have been run by them for decades and decades, illegally. The American middle class has been rapidly disappearing because of this. And many people continue daily to fall below the poverty line. So that's briefly some of the factors involved in the cabal's financial control in the United States and actually in Europe and the rest of the world. And there's a lot more that they control all over the world as well. A second way the cabal has controlled us is through political manipulation. The type of political corruption we occasionally see reported in mainstream news is only the very tip of an iceberg and rarely includes the depth of corruption that is actually occurring. For example, there's been clear evidence over and over again in the United States of manipulation of the voting machines used in elections ever since 2000. It's been pointed out that the machines used are old and they're easily manipulated, and yet nothing ever happens to change the system. But perhaps even more importantly, there is clear evidence that most presidents and others in high elected offices, especially in the United States, have been selected, groomed, and brought up by the cabal families before they're even elected. These families essentially run both of the major political parties in the United States, and they control many of the decisions made by political figures that they've put into office. So there's no sense in deciding that one party or the other is more corrupt than the other. The cabal actually runs both of them. And their goal is to keep people divided and in conflict with each other. So they incite people to anger and to create polarization between the parties to keep us weak and unempowered. And they've been very successful at this. Just look at what's currently happening. Something else most people don't realize is that in researching the true history of the U.S. government, you can discover that the U.S. was actually transformed into a corporation in 1871. Since then, it's no longer been a sovereign republic, and it's been politically and financially run as a corporation behind the scenes by a very few banking families in the U.S. and in Europe. In addition, there's much documentation that it's the cabal that has started all the major wars in the last century, purposely created these wars, and many of the recent smaller ones. And then, unbelievably, they have financed both sides in these wars. You can read how large American corporations actually provided Hitler with many of his military weapons. This is all out there. It's all to be seen. Again, their aim is to divide and conquer in every arena of life to keep us weak and in conflict, country versus country, race versus race, women versus men, one religion versus another. This may sound ridiculous, but you can easily find evidence of this. Our elected officials, including many presidents, actually have much less power than we tend to believe. It is still a very small number of families who actually run most of the countries in this world. Yet another important way we've all been manipulated by the cabal is through a wide variety of mind control techniques, especially those operated by factions within the CIA and the Pentagon. They've had their hands on the movies Hollywood has produced for decades, as well as what appears in comic books and electronic games, all the stuff on the internet. Their messages have essentially been ones inciting us to experience fear and anger, and also to make us believe that the ideas about extraterrestrials on Earth and groups of evil humans controlling the world are just fictional, that none of it's real, when it actually is real. And we'll see this in the next class a little bit more in detail. When you research it, as I've said, you find that they also have huge control over the major mainstream media, all those main sources in the U.S. And they've now attempted to control the internet and are doing a halfway decent job of doing that. They're taking down certain sites and YouTube that give disclosure about them. They've done their best to discredit all conspiracy disclosures that hundreds of books and videos have clearly shown to be the truth by calling them theories, such as the JFK assassination, such as 9/11, and the many other false flag terror events that have occurred since. Now, many people internationally totally understand how these events have been inside jobs. The information's been out there for years, but most Americans are still not aware of this. They just followed the official narrative, as ridiculous as this always is. If you look at just a few of the details about the attacks, it simply can't be explained away by this narrative. Fortunately, this may be changing soon, about 9/11 at least, as Congress at this point in January 2019 is holding hearings about the facts that are being revealed by large numbers of scientists and engineers about 9/11 events that do not match the official narrative. And we'll just see what happens there. But meanwhile, it's important to note that in addition to lying and hiding the facts about 9/11 and a number of other false flag events, the cabal over the centuries has exerted control also over the major religions and the educational institutions as well, negatively skewing information and distorting facts and feeding us disinformation in order for them to stay in control. Most of us are brainwashed with limited and distorted information since childhood in so many different ways. We have no idea what is actually true. Now, yet another really important way the cabal has manipulated us, especially in recent times, is through creating ill health and weakness in a variety of ways, through long-term plans to damage our health. Take food contamination that exists, for example. Just think about it. There are pesticides we have to avoid, GMOs we can't take in, preservatives. You know, all these are toxic chemicals in our bodies. If we don't avoid foods with these things in them, we're actually taking poison into our bodies. Then there's water contamination. First, there's fluoride, a known neurotoxin that is routinely added to our tap water. Then there are tons of harmful pharmaceuticals that don't get flushed out of our water sources and cause really uncomfortable symptoms in people and long-term health deficits for many others. And then if we try to avoid tap water by drinking water in plastic bottles, we're usually taking in the dangerous chemical of BPA. And how about the pharmaceuticals that are directly killing people every day? Not just overdoses, but pills and amounts that are prescribed by doctors. Big Pharma tries to hide statistics about this, but they are out there to read lots of statistics, and it's very scary. Do you see the enormity of this? When all these things are considered together, then there's the fracking the cabal is involved with. Among other atrocities this practice causes, all sorts of toxic chemicals get flushed into the groundwater that people drink, and the oil spills, again, caused by large cabal-run corporations, which flush even more deadly chemicals into our water sources and into the air. And then, of course, there's the chemtrails that leave deadly chemicals in our soil and in the water. There is much evidence of intentional poisoning involved in these practices. And then there are the EMFs emitted from all of our technology. Harmful frequencies that we can't help but take into our bodies, causing a number of serious illnesses and conditions in many, many people. You know, from our cell phones, our cell towers, the smart meters, they're everywhere. And that's just 3G and 4G. 5G has now been proven actually lethal to us, and yet it keeps being getting installed everywhere. A really scary subject to read about is vaccinations and how Big Pharma is pushing them, in some cases managing to convince school districts that these need to be mandatory for all school children or they can't go to school. Just a little bit of research can tell you that these vaccinations contain mercury and other really harmful substances causing serious illnesses, and lately a great number of deaths, or thousands of children suddenly contracting polio after receiving the polio vaccination. Now, thankfully, people are now becoming somewhat more aware of the dangers involved in vaccinations and are avoiding them. In fact, Robert Kennedy Jr. just recently came out with a scathing report about all of this. Now, you may think, well, all of this is just greed, right? You know, corporations involved in big pharma will do anything to make a buck. They don't care about people's health. And yeah, this is very true. But if you take in the full picture here of all these things, you realize there's an obvious plan here. These practices aren't just created out of a lack of caring, you know, how people respond to toxins. Multiple incredible insiders from within these industries that create the vaccines and all this other stuff tell us there is actually an insidious plan behind it all to harm, weaken, and disempower the general population through all of these methods. You can actually read how they have purposely created viruses and engineered health epidemics, such as HIV and serious flus. Whistleblowers from within these industries tell us this. And also how they use directed energy weapons that have been proven to be used for engineering our weather in negative ways, causing droughts, disastrous storms, and recently the really disastrous California fires. And what may be most disturbing is that the most egregious of these crimes have been committed by certain high-ranking, well-respected individuals in the government who speak in idealistic, humanistic ways that appeal to people's hearts. And yet they're the very ones who are involved not only with these things I've described, but also in activities like human trafficking and pedophilia, as well as drug and weapons running and treason. I could go on and on. All the evidence is out there. Again, I'm just giving a brief overview of all the ways we've been controlled and manipulated by just a small number of elite families in the world. And you can research all of this and find documentation on it yourself. It's depressing and somewhat overwhelming if you're taking it all in for the first time. But remember, we need to wake up to the truth of the darkness we've been living in if we're going to help turn things around and successfully begin to create a new earth. We need to first see and understand the cage that we're in if we're going to find our way out of it. And at the same time, as I've said, it's important to keep in mind that there are now powerful teams of white hats and all the financial, governmental, military, and social institutions who are currently working to bring justice and freedom to us from all the tyranny of the cabal, causing these dangers to our health and our well-being. And one of the most important things happening now is that there are over 70,000 sealed indictments in U.S. courts as of January 2019 that have been accumulating since November 2017, waiting to be unsealed. Now, usually there's an average of only about 1,000 in a year. So it's clear something big is up, something really big. This isn't just hearsay or a couple of independent journalists telling us this. It's information you can actually find on government sites. All of these more than 70,000 sealed indictments are all listed there. Most of these are evidently indictments of a very serious nature about the corruption of, you know, such magnitude that it's got to be profoundly disturbing for most people, including, as I say, you know, human trafficking and pedophilia. And there are reports that say that sometime soon, if it hasn't already occurred when you're listening to this, there are going to be mass arrests made based on these indictments, and that many of them are going to be well-known figures in politics, governmental positions, intelligence agencies, bankers, and celebrities, and that their court cases will take place in tribunals held in military courts. One of the sources of intel is a source that's known as Q or QAnon. You may have heard of this. And this source has been posting online about events that are about to happen in regard to all of this. And it's speculated that Q is part of the military branch of the Light Alliance, of the White Hats. And the mainstream media has predictably been trying to discredit these posts. But more and more people, really thousands, millions of people, are realizing that the posts give accurate information. You can follow it and see that these things do occur. And so they are now turning toward these posts by Q for their news. But actually, the Light Alliance has been focusing on bringing the cabal down for some time now in a number of other ways. They've been busy stopping false flag terrorist incidents. They even stopped nuclear missiles from reaching their destination, like the one aimed at Hawaii back in January of 2018. You may remember that. And the one aimed at Alaska shortly afterward. These were real missiles being sent, but they were stopped. The White Hats have also been making huge arrests of human trafficking and pedophilia rings in the last 2 years, lots of them every month. You add them all together, you realize a huge dent is being made in that direction. And they've also been evidently orchestrating peace in countries behind the scenes that you don't hear about in the mainstream news. And in addition, they've been blowing up underground bases that are owned by the cabal. There's also a type of soft disclosure that's been occurring from a number of government agencies. For example, the Light Alliance group within the CIA recently uploaded on the Reading Room page of its website 12 million pages of previously classified documents about the Cold War after World War II, about the Vietnam War, and the terrorist activities that the U.S. has been involved in. These include activities of the war machine of the cabal. They also include the U.S.'s official hunt for UFOs over the last 50 years. So with all this occurring, along with the sealed indictments accumulating, by all reports, the cabal is now desperate. They're frantically trying to start World War III in a variety of ways. For example, sending directed energy weapons to whistleblowers and suiciding others who have been about to testify against them. Also causing riots and protests and creating huge caravans of migrants marching through Mexico. They've been starting massive fires and taking down power lines across a whole city, just showing what they can still do to us. They're just generally wreaking havoc, trying to cause damage wherever they can in retaliation to what the White Hat Alliance has been doing. But by all reports, the White Hat Alliance now generally has them running, and these kinds of events will hopefully be minimalized as they lose more and more power. So this is it for what's been called the red pill about the cabal and their control of the human race for many, many thousands of years. I will attempt to update this information as events in 2019 unfold. There is hopefully much that will be probably taking place. But it's important to understand that although all this control that I've described that the cabal has had over us for so long may sound overwhelming, and it may feel that there's nothing that we as the 99% can do about it, that we just have to wait for the Light Alliance to clean it all up for us, this isn't actually true. It's possible to change things at our level. Just think for a moment how many more of us there are than there are people involved in the cabal. We really outnumber them. This is the main reason the cabal has wanted so badly to decrease our numbers. They're fearful that we might wake up to their control and rebel. We can create change. Just look at the reports from France and the rest of Europe about the Yellow Vests movement at this point, and people protesting their governments in other countries around the world. People are saying no more. And even if you're not drawn to being an activist, you can still give support by sending light and prayers to those out there who are risking their lives, and also by continuing to wake up to what's happening behind the scenes and helping others to do the same. This can be really powerful work. If you'd like to read a more detailed description of all these things I've talked about here, you can check out my book, Triumph of the Light, by clicking on the link below. It's actually a good way to get the information in detail all in one place, all in one book. And it also has a positive focus compared to a number of other books out there giving some of the same information. And it's also an easy way to introduce the material to friends and family members who seem to be ready to wake up. And I've also attached below a list of many of the resources you can research online yourself to get more information. Meanwhile, know you're in good company with many, many people across the world becoming aware of what's going on behind the scenes, both the dark and the light. There are lots and lots of YouTubes out there and websites revealing all this kind of information. But do your best not to get caught in what both the mainstream news and certain internet news are reporting. All the political turmoil, the division, and the hatred. You know, it doesn't help your vibration. Educate yourself, but don't get caught in going too far down the rabbit hole. It's needless to get involved in so much darkness. Just be aware that it exists. So, in the next class, I will go into the disclosure that's now going viral on the internet about ETs, who have actually been with us on the Earth for millennia, both the positive and the negative type. And as I've said before, evidently there are now hundreds of fleets of benevolent galactics who are currently surrounding the Earth in order to help us in the process of liberating ourselves, not only from the control of the cabal, but also from highly technically advanced ETs who have been manipulating us from the lower fourth dimension, like the ones I mentioned in the last class. Again, if this information about extraterrestrials is new for you, it may sound ridiculous, fantastical, but listen to the next class and then decide what you think. Until then, I send you my love and many, many blessings.